Ladies and gentlemen, I would like to officially call this meeting to order. The commissioners meeting on Monday, August 21st, 2023. And I would like to start out by us standing and, you know, I will do a invocation and then we'll start with the pledge. So everybody please rise. Dear Lord, as we gather here today, we're so thankful. Thankful for all the many blessings that you have put upon us. Thankful for the freedom that you've given us. Thankful for this county. Thankful for all the people that work in this county. And most thankful for allowing us to be a part of helping drive this county to make it a continuous better county for our children, grandchildren, and future people to drive, to improve, and have this the best county in the state. Again, God, watch over us tonight. Guide us through our meeting, that the work that we do would be thy will. Not my will, Lord, but thy will. If all of us will humble ourselves and let you take the reins and run our life, our decisions, world will be good, and we'll all end up being able to rejoice in the hereafter. With that said, again, I ask you to protect these people as they travel home, and that tomorrow we wake up to another wonderful day. In Christ's sake, amen.
Amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. At this point, does any one of the commissioners have anything they want to add to the agenda tonight?
No, I do not.
Okay. Mr. Wood, do you have anything to add tonight?
No, sir.
Nice.
Madam Clerk? Okay. With that said, I'd look for a motion to approve the agenda.
So moved.
I got a motion and a second. Motion by Commissioner Garner, second by Commissioner Branch. Any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed, same sign. Carried. Okay. I need a motion to approve the minutes of the August 7th meeting.
So moved.
Motion by Mr. Branch. Second by Commissioner Edwards. Any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed, same sign. All right. I'd entertain pledge of the board on the consent agenda.
So moved.
We got a motion.
Second.
By Commissioner Dow.
Second.
Second by Commissioner Branch. Any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Carried. All right. That moves us to item number one, public comment.
I'm sorry, there are none.
Okay. So that moves us on to item number two. Ms. Kennedy.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Good evening.
I'm here to conduct the public hearing for Mr. Gregory Brown to name Pickett Lane off of Cool Springs Road at 350 block in Kenansville Township.
Okay, we move into the public hearing at this point. Anybody from the public got any comments they want to make in regard to naming this road? All right, hearing none, I'll close the hearing. What's the pleasure of the board?
Motion to approve.
Motion by Commissioner Garner.
Second.
Second by Commissioner Dow. Any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Carried. Okay, it moves to item number three.
Thank you. I need to schedule another public hearing for Mr. Harry Dorsey on the September the 18th meeting to name a lane at 200 block of H.C. Powers Road, Island Creek Township.
Motion to schedule.
Motion by Mr. Garner.
Second.
Second by Commissioner Branch. Any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor say aye.
Uh-huh.
All opposed, same sign, carried.
Thank you.
Okay, that brings us to item number four, Ms. Angel Panessia.
Good evening.
Good evening.
I was here the last commissioner's meeting requesting a public hearing to be held for our administrative and capital grants, and I inadvertently asked for the incorrect date. Our commissioner's meeting for September is September the 5th. So I'm here to request approval of the fiscal year 25 public transportation grant funding to be changed from September the 7th to September 5th.
So moved. Second.
Motion by Commissioner Garner, second by Commissioner Branch. Any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed, same sign, carried. Thank you. That moves us to item number five, Mr. Joe Newman.
Good evening.
Good evening.
I'm here to request an approval for a contract with Veterinary Medical Center of Tichy and a contract with Warsaw Animal Hospital of Warsaw.
So moved. Second.
Got a motion by Commissioner Dow, second by Commissioner Branch. Any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor say aye. All opposed, same sign. Carried. A good deal. That brings us to number six, Ms. Jones.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Good evening.
When we closed the Magnolia Library, I started thinking about ways to serve underserved areas in our county. And naturally, I started thinking about the Alberson area. They have a community library with great support from their group. In fact, they had 172 participants in a back-to-school bash this weekend with backpacks and things. Patrons are coming to that library from the general Alberson area, also from the Glisten and Wolfscrape fire districts. So there are roughly 3,051 residents in the Alberson community, comparing Magnolia, which was only 1,019. The poverty level is very similar. Income level is very similar for those two ends of our county. The residents of Alberson, if they want faxing services and things like that, they have to go all the way to Pink Hill. They're 15 miles from any of our branches. So what we could do... also, they're collaborating with our digital literacy grant. So they've got nearly 40 people participating in that. So it is a good hub in the community. I feel like it would be a good addition to us. There would be no impact to our budget because we already have book money budgeted for Magnolia, and it would just be transferred to Alberson. So also, when we weed books, we have sister branches. So Rose Hills surplus books or books that need more time to be circulated would be moved to Alberson before they are weeded and sold. What I'm looking for is to create a memorandum of agreement between Duplin County Library and the Alberson Community Library, and the initial term would be 5 years. And that would allow to look at the data of what the traffic increase is. This would give that end of the county access to the 7.9 million items that we have with our consortium. So it brings them a lot more access to materials. It also brings faxing and color printing and those types of services to that branch. The five-year initial agreement would include that the Alberson Library continue to operate as they are with volunteers and one paid person to cover their hours. So again, not impacting our budget at this time. Time to look at, you know, if there's enough interest and traffic to increase it, you know, 5 years down the road or more. So our state aid is normally around $123,000. That's 22% of our operating budget. And that's the money that I use for programming and all the book collection. So that would not change, and no money would come from regular county funds to fund this process.
Pleasure to board.
To
got a motion by Commissioner Garner.
Second.
Got a second, Commissioner Branch. Any further discussion? I would just like to say thank you for reaching out. I think it's a great opportunity. You know, from everything that I've seen, they run a great ship over there. And, you know, it's been a big advantage to the community. And if we can join in with them and help make it a little more efficient, I'm tickled to death for us to do it.
Thank you. Thank you.
Any further discussion? Hearing none. All in favor say aye. All opposed, same sign.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And Miss Grady has Stew Fest tickets. That's how they keep the place running.
And I will tell you, it's worthwhile to go. I've been several times.
Thank y'all. So, Saturday in November.
It's an enjoyable day.
Thank you. Thank you, guys.
Thank you.
Thank y'all.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you. All right. Now I'd entertain a motion to go out of regular session into closed session. NCGS 143-318.11A3.
Second.
I got a motion from Commissioner Edwards and a second from Commissioner Dye. Any further discussion? Hearing none. All in agreement say aye. All opposed, same sign. Okay, we're officially in the closed session. Okay, so we're officially back in the open session. First thing, I would just like to thank all of you for your time tonight. We had a lot of information to have to go over in the closed session. I think it was very informative, and I appreciate the work of all the people that brought information to us in the closed session. With that, unless somebody has something else first, I would like to turn it over to Mr. Wood to let him give us some updates or announcements that he may would like to.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. First thing, and y'all may already know this, I cannot remember if I sent you an email on it or not. Our planning director job has been filled. The gentleman is Chris Hatcher. He'll begin work next Monday. And we've notified Insight Planning of this. Insight Planning is Mr. Cox. And so he's aware of that. Chris has almost 7 years of planning experience with the city of Wilmington, rising from a code enforcement officer to zoning officer to current planner to associate planner. Another good item is he is also a native of Duplin County and lives in Teaching, so he's been commuting. So we're very pleased to have him. I have reached out and called him. I didn't have anything to do with the selection process, but he seems very personable, and we got into discussing some things on planning, and I think he's going to be a good addition to your staff. And one of his first duties, obviously, is going to be help get the CDBG thing back on track. And I'll be meeting with him early Monday morning to discuss that. So that's good news. Secondly, as y'all know, Donna Brown retired. Friday was her last day. And I met with she and Jeff Williams on, I believe it was Wednesday. We discussed everything. Jeff is obviously the choice who she recommended. I'm very comfortable with him. Many of you may know he's got over 10 years of experience with the department, and he is currently the water treatment system superintendent. So he was already the number two guy. So I've promoted him. He has all the necessary certifications for the position. And he is in the process of trying to backfill his position as water treatment system superintendent. And I believe he has someone in-house in mind on that. So hopefully we'll get that taken care of. And then as far as the major jobs over there, we'll have all of them filled. The application period for the finance director closed this afternoon at 5 o'clock. I had Samika advertise that for 21 days, not 30. We will be reviewing those as soon as possible as we are in one of finance's busiest seasons, closing the fiscal year 2023 books by September 30th, and of course, beginning field work on the fiscal year 23 audit, we hope. Chelsea has been doing a great job in the interim role. I've been very impressed with the job she's done. And finally, the last thing I just wanted to mention to you, the airport advisory commission had established a committee to help interview applicants for the airport director's job. And they met not this past week, I think it was the week before. Anyway, they are going to interview on Thursday, and then they will make a recommendation to me on that. And I hope by the following week to make a decision on that. I will tell you, we do have a very strong internal candidate there. So that's basically all I want to talk about. I'm trying to fill these vacancies in key positions as soon as possible. And, you know, we're making progress on it. Still got a few more to go. Does anybody have any questions on any of those?
Questions for Mr. Woods? I would just, again, like to say thank you. It's obvious that you got your hands around it and you're moving forward and, you know, everything is looking good from where I see it. And I appreciate the hard work and, you know, continue on.
Thank you.
Anybody else have any comments you want to make?
Yeah, I'd just like to say, too, thank you for hitting the ground running. It appears that your experience and attack is paying off well, so thank you for all that.
Well, thank you. I'm enjoying it.
Yeah.
I want to reiterate what they just said, because they just covered everything, but what I want to say is Wayne and myself will be going to the NCAC conference this week, and if anybody has anything they want us to take forward to the conference, I mean, it can be anything from the health and human services. You know, a lot of us sit on boards, airport, public education, general government, justice and public safety. If you want us to take anything, take to our legislators for legislative goals or anything that concerns the county, we'll be the ones that will be there to take that on. And we'll see a lot of vendors, auditors. I mean, every time I go, I talk to all of them to see what they offer counties, and you'd be surprised. I mean, I probably talked to five of them that build jails, and we have auditors and different people, waste sites, they sell you equipment, all those different things. I'll get you some meat pans, right? Yeah, some little squeezy balls. Yeah, but you know, if there's anything seriously that you know you want us to discuss, you know, we are here for that.
Okay. Anybody else? Well, I'd like to say there's going to be a holiday before we have our next meeting, Labor Day, and so I ask everybody to enjoy, be safe, but enjoy your holiday, and we meet the Tuesday after Labor Day, because you know, being Labor Day, we're moving back from Monday to Tuesday. So at this time, I would entertain a motion to adjourn until Tuesday, September the 9th at 6:00.
Did you say September the 9th?
September the 5th.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm just going to look at that. I'm going to say this.
So, for the correction, I got a motion from Commissioner Edwards, second from Commissioner Dow, that we adjourn until Tuesday, September the 5th at 6:00 p.m. Any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed, same sign, carried. We'll see you on Tuesday the 5th.